Allahu Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allahu Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Rabbi shrah li sadri وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي بَلَغَ الْعُلَا بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. Indeed, it is the karam and the mercy, abundance and of grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sustainer and the cherisher of all the worlds. Abundance of peace and salutations of our beloved Nabi. Or abundance of peace and salutations upon our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, welcome to your family program called The Early Echo. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for affording us this opportunity and chance of receiving the blessings of this auspicious month of Ramadan al-Kareem, and especially the days of forgiveness. Let us inshallah azza wa jal take full advantage of this and take abundance of blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of forgiveness, in the form of our sins being forgiven, and for us to walk the righteous path following the sunnahs and the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thumma alhamdulillah, main phir se kahunga ki indeed this is the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should appreciate and give gratitude and show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He azza wa jal has blessed us with numerous and countless favors. Subhanallah, subhanallah, ab jis taraf dekhiye, it is the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isi ko madde nazar rakhte huye, let us inshallah azza wa jal take this opportunity of reciting darood and sending salam upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will invoke more blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, the one who recites 100 times darood upon me on a Thursday night and a Friday morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 100 needs of that person. Subhanallah. 100 needs of that person shall be fulfilled. 30 needs of that person will be fulfilled in the dunya, and 70 needs of that person will be fulfilled on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling your wishes and your needs in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. And furthermore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel, and he shall deliver your salam and salutations to me at my qabr, just as presents and gifts are presented to you. Undoubtedly, my knowledge after my apparent demise will remain the same as it is in my worldly life. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Nothing is hidden from the sight of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Isiliya Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain, un par durood jin ko kase be kasa kahein, un par durood jinko kase be kasa kahe, un par salam jinko khabar be khabar ki hai, un par salam jinko khabar بے خبر کی ہے. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. چلے انشاءاللہ درود پاک کی مزید برکتیں اور فائدہ حاصل کرتے ہیں. لیٹ اس ریسائٹ دا بیوٹیفل کلام رینڈڈ بائی امیر اہل سنت دامت فیوزہم, لیکن اس میں ہم درود بھی ایڈ کریں گے انشاءاللہ. آپ بھی پڑھیں, ہم بھی پڑھتے ہیں. دیر آر مینی اسلامک برادرز ہو ہیو جسٹ جوائنڈ آور پروگرام رائٹ ناؤ وائی دا سوشل میڈیا. آپ جہاں پہ بھی ہو سلامت رہیں, اور نہ بھولیے گا دیٹ وین یو بگن یور ڈے بائی تھینکنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ ریسائٹنگ صلاۃ اپون دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ. مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے, مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے, میں عشق بھی پلانا, میں عشق بھی پلانا, میں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ. میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچ لے, میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچ لے, انہیں نیک تم بنانا, انہیں نیک تم بنانا, انہیں نیک تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا نبی اللہ. یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے, یہ مریض مر رہا ہے, یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے, طبیب جلد آنا, اے طبیب جلد آنا, اے طبیب جلد آنا مدنی مدینے والے. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ. تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار, تیرے غم میں کاش رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار, غم مال سے بچانا, غم مال سے بچانا, غم مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے. ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayka ya Habib Allah sallallahu alayka ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayka ya Habib Allah
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله That actually makes a person feel so rejuvenated, so refreshed, spiritually uplifted and supercharged at the same time, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Agar shaitan is trying to make you sleepy, he's trying to weaken you, or he's trying to make you get lazy in any way, recite darood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All your tightness will come to an end, subhanallah. This is the blessings of reciting darood pak, and of course there are numerous virtues and blessings. Therefore, alhamdulillah, we have began our program. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, our topic of discussion for today is basically to treat our elders with respect and adab. We lack this in our community at large. Ye ek aisi shay hai, and it is such a blessing ki jis community ke andar ye ho, adab, mannerism, good akhlaq, good morals, then that society is quite healthy and they do not face much challenges. But in our society these days, here, ma baap ki taraf, how to respect our parents, how should the smaller one respect his elder brother, and how should the elder brother show respect and be affectionate towards his smaller brother, sisters, siblings, cousins, relatives and family members, neighbors. There are a lot of problems in our society at this moment, and therefore I decided to speak about respect of elders, so that inshallah azza wa jal we may bring back once again the harmony and peace of our society, which has of course been lost in this day and age. And if this can be brought back inshallah, start within your home and bring back that peace, which today you give examples of your grandfather, your great grandfather. And there are many out there who ab example hi dete rehte hain ki hamare wali sahab ke zamane mein aisa tha, hamare baap dadao ke zamane mein aisa tha. They should respect like this, they should show akhlaq like that. Lekin these days here, it is no more there, it does not exist. Inshallah, we will speak about that. I'm just trying to elaborate and give you the explanation and the reasoning behind why is this topic very much important in our society, and why should we discuss this in order to bring back that culture, in order to bring back that custom and those things which our fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers used to do in terms of showing adab and akhlaq. Trust me, it is a very famous saying, be adab be naseeb, ba adab ba naseeb. Wherever you go in all walks of life, you will always find this saying, and it will be very helpful. Remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, alhamdulillah, at the same time we learn that advice. I want to start by giving an advice. As far as the parents are concerned, we had spoken and we had many silsilas and series only on the respect of parents, both mother and father, and ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, ahadith to motivate them to repent from hurting the feelings of their parents. Aside from that, a very beautiful parable which I would like to begin with. Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf bin Khalid Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the student of the Imam who has millions and billions of followers globally, none other than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So when this personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf bin Khalid Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, completed his studies, alim, hafiz, fadil, became a great scholar of his time, subhanallah, when he completed his studies under Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Allahu Akbar, so he sought permission to go to the city of Basra. Ki huzur ab ijazat de de, I have studied for so many years now, grant me permission so that I could go to Basra and I could preach whatever I have learned. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied to him, stay for some days. Abhi mat jao, abhi kuch din aur ruk hi jao. You have completed your studies, you have become a great alim, you have acquired your ilm adeen, Allahu Akbar. But let me tell you about those important matters you have to deal with. Let me remind you, in the real life, in the real world, let me help you and educate you how to deal with those real examples and matters that you will challenge in your life, that will come to you as a challenge. Number one, how should you meet people? Hi, 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 hi. What a beautiful piece of advice. Sometimes we have the great degrees hanging on our walls. Imama pehenne se, if one feels he became an alim-e-deen and he uses and adorns the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, but by just having degrees in your custody does not mean that you know all things in life. Look at the advice of this imam, having abundance of knowledge and ilm. He advise dete hain to kya dete hain? He tells his student, oh my student, oh Yusuf bin Khalid Basari, listen, I want to teach you how to deal with people, how to talk to people. Logo se milo, to kis tarah milna chahiye? Hai, hai, hai. Allahu Akbar. Number two, recognize the status of knowledgeable individuals. Jinke paas ilm ho, unke maratib ko tum jano, pehchano. Understand their statuses. Number three, rectifying the nafs, the desires. Number four, taking care of people. Number five, establishing friends or establishing friendship with ordinary people and extraordinary people. How you must establish relationship. Kis tarah se dost banane chahiye aur kis tarah se dost dhoondna chahiye. What category are the ordinary people and what categories are the extraordinary people? You need to differentiate, you need to know, because you're an alim-e-deen. And being aware of the situations of the ordinary people face, you need to understand the situations and the circumstances that they face in their lives. When you leave after you have gained knowledge, you should always follow my advice, which will improve your knowledge and protect it from faults. Allahu Akbar. This knowledge or this piece of advice which I'm giving you, how to deal with people, how to befriend people, how to handle matters, how to rectify your nafs and your desires. This advice I am giving you, oh my student, treasure it, keep it. When you enter Basra, people will greet you and will come to see you. They will recognize you, seeing your status you rightfully deserve. But you should also respect and honor them as well. Allahu Akbar. When you will go into Basra, of course people will flock from all sides of the town, because your charcha, your reputation, your respect, your dignity, people know about you, people have heard about you, and they will come to welcome you. But do not forget their adab and their respect as well. In full view of their rank and position, show respect to the noble people, reverence to the knowledgeable people, veneration, honor and respect towards the elders, and affection towards the young ones. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, imagine dear viewers, is giving an advice of this nature to a student who have studied for so many years. Today our children become doctors, engineers. Kya se kya ban jate hain? And then we think that ab inko pata aa gaya ki badon ka adab kis tarah karte hain. When you become an engineer or any profession for this instant, you became a chartered accountant, for example, he has not learnt in his degree how to respect parents. He have not learned in that degree ki hum awliya Allah ke adab aur kis tarah se karte hain. How should I respect those who are smaller than me? How should I fulfill the rights of those who have close relations to me? Ye to Quran Pak se pata chalega na, ye to hame hadith Pak se pata chalega. We would learn this from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith, and from the true religious teachers and those akabirin and scholars, subhanallah, who are the great personalities of this time and of the time that has passed. From their books, from their literatures, we learn about them, subhanallah. Furthermore, I want to teach you what is respect dear viewers. Today we want to learn from the silsila inshallah, adab and akhlaq. In those days, people would give so much of adab and show so much of reverence. Allahu Akbar, that is, it is just difficult for us to even think and ponder about it. Aaj hum sunte hain to hamari aankhein khuli reh jati hai ki ya Allah, aise bhi log guzre hain duniya mein. Hamari ye to karna bahut mushkil hai. We find it too difficult, very hard. Anyways, a person was a sinner, was sitting at a riverbank, making wudu. In the same time, the great leader, spiritual guide of millions of humbly Muslims, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also came to make wudu. Pehle ye shakhs wudu kar raha tha, he was a gunegar, sinner tha. And then on the other hand, after some time, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also came to make wudu. Ab aap jab wudu farmane lage, to this person witnessed, he noticed that my water that I'm making wudu with, unki taraf ja raha hai. Ye mera ganda pani jo mere wudu ka hai, the water which has touched my body, is flowing in the direction of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And he is a great personality. Adab ke adab rakhte huye dil mein. He showed respect in this way, love and respect to somebody who is elderly than him, elder and senior than him in respect and age and umar in all aspects. He woke up from his place, wudu karte huye ud gaya. Aur wo doosre janib ja baitha, jahan pe hazrat ka pani in tak pahunche. Hai 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 hai. Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ab ye kahan padha hai? Who taught him where he have learned that this is how you must show respect and adab to those who are elder than you, those who possess more ilm and knowledge than you? Ye dil ki baat hai. It is those who have been blessed by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adab bahut badi cheez hai. So when he done that, and he allowed the water of Hazrat to come to him, but he did not allow his water of wudu to reach Hazrat, so that his clothes, so that the water may not splash on his clothes. Doing this or thinking this in his mind, Allahu Akbar, when he passed away, intiqal ke baad, jab us shakhs ka intiqal hua, he came in the dream of somebody and someone asked him, ma fa'al Allahu bika ya akhi, brother, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? What happened to you marne ke baad, us dunya mein kya hua tumhare saath? And he says, ba khuda, may it's like thai nahi, my sins have been forgiven. I committed so many sins in the dunya. I have violated so many rights, so much of guna I have done. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had pardoned and forgiven my sins because one day I showed respect to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal while making wudu. I did not let my water go to him, rather allowed the water that he was making wudu but came to me. Because I showed respect to him, because of that respect, Allah Azza wa Jal has pardoned my sins and has forgiven all my sins and has admitted me into Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Samadhani channel, how amazing is this parable? Chale, abhi hum ek naate paak sunenge inshallah Azza wa Jal, Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib sahab hi ka kalam sunenge inshallah. Bada pyara kalam hai, and kalam jo hai aap inshallah samaat farmayega, uske baad we will come back with our program. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 aqa.
Wo kaun hai जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएगा? यकीनन कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका हैं।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शरबत हा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा, वाह क्या जूदो کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قدرہ تیرا. تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قدرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا, فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا. آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علو کیا جانے, فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علو کیا جانے. خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا, خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا ایک میں کیا عیسیاں کی حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عیسیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن چھو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن چھو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شربت ہا تیرا نہیں سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں, مانگنے والا تیرا, نو از نیور ہرڈ, نو از نیور ہرڈ فرام دا بلیسڈ لپس آف دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دا ون دیٹ کمز ٹو آسک فرام یور ڈو, ہی نیور ہیئرز دا ورڈ لا, ہی نیور ہیئرز دا ورڈ نو فرام یو یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دس از دا generosity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever came and for whatever he had asked from the court of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has received it. Koi memory mangta hai, ye bhi koi mangni ki cheez hai. Hai hai hai, subhanallah. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say you should go and eat this and go and eat that to make your memory strong. He rather gave him a powerful memory ki aaj there is. حضرت سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ's name is on the top of the list. اتنے حدیث ان سے مروی ہے رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. سبحان اللہ. Somebody came to ask for power. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him authority and given him power. Whoever came and whatever he has asked for, he has never returned empty handed from the door of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we should also ask from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اس وقت ہمیں ادب کی بھیک مانگنی چاہیے کہ ہمیں ادب کرنا آ جائے. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, give us the توفیق of ادب. We need to know how to respect and differentiate between people. We disrespect our parents, we disrespect our brothers. The smaller ones are swearing the elder brothers publicly on the social platforms, social media. The fights and the quarrels are going on, arguments are going. ایک زمانہ تھا کہ بیٹا اپنے باپوں کی آنکھ میں, اپنے باپ کی آنکھ میں آنکھ ڈال کر کے بات نہ کیا کرتا تھا. There was a time when a son would not look eye to eye with his father, but a time has come now کہ the son holds the collar of his father, پھر بات کرتا ہے. کیا بتا, اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. ہاں یقیناً کہا جاتا ہے کہ بیٹی جو ہوتی ہے, she is a helping hand in the house. اس سے بھی کام ہوتے ہیں, گھر کے کام ہوتے ہیں. شی ہیلپس ٹو کک فوڈ, شی ہیلپس ٹو کلین دا ہاؤس. لیکن آج بیٹیاں بھی ماؤں کو ستا رہے ہیں. دا مدر سیز ون تھنگ, دا ڈاٹر ہیز 10 تھنگس ٹو سے بیک. اٹس مائی لائف, لیٹ می لیو مائی اون لائف. آئی ول ڈو وٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو ڈو, ڈونٹ ٹیچ می, ڈونٹ کوچ می. دیز آر دا کمنٹس وی لسن فرام دا ڈاٹرز. دا لٹل ونز, دا اسمال ونز ہیو فورگوٹن ہاؤ ٹو شو افیکشن ٹوارڈز دا سینئرز, اینڈ دا سینئرز ہیو فورگوٹن ہاؤ ٹو شو ریسپیکٹ. The smaller ones have forgotten how to show respect to those who are elder, and those who are elders have forgotten to show affection to those who are smaller. Our neighbors have forgotten how to become loyal. It's happening. Yeh takleefein is waqt maujood hai, lekin if we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to show us the righteous path and we work with it. Look at the advice of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. I am not yet out of it because what I'm trying to understand right now is that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, being such a great muhaddith, being such a great scholar, the imam and the leader of millions of people globally, we follow him, Allahu Akbar, but yet when he comes to give advice to hum chaand sitare ki baat karna shuru kar dete jab hum baat karte hain. When we seek advice from others, we want them to inspire us and they must say something ki humne kabhi suna nahi hai kisi se. ہم ایسے چیزوں کے چکر میں جب پڑ جاتے ہیں تو جو امپورٹنٹ چیزیں ہم اس کو بھول جاتے ہیں. اینڈ دیفور امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ایڈوائزڈ ہم اینڈ گیون ہم دیٹ گولڈن پرلز آف ایڈوائز وچ ہی دین ریئلائزڈ اینڈ انڈرسٹڈ کہ ہاں علم اپنی جگہ پہ ہے, لیکن علم کے باوجود اگر ہمیں پریکٹیکلی طور سے نہیں آتا ہو تو ہاؤ شوڈ آئی ریسپیکٹ مائی پیرنٹس. ہائے 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 ہائے, ہاؤ شوڈ آئی. دیر واز اے ٹائم وین اسٹوڈنٹس بات کرتے تھے کہ میرے استاد کے زمانے میں اپنے استاد کا ادب یوں کرتا تھا. آئی نیور ایور یوز ٹو سٹ ان فرنٹ آف ہم, میں کبھی سیدھے ہاتھ ان کے سامنے کھڑے ہو کے رکھ کے کھڑے نہیں ہوتا تھا. I never used to stand in front of my teacher whilst my hands were on my sides or behind me. These days here, buttons کھلے ہوں گے, ہاتھ پیچھے میں بندے ہوں گے, اور اسٹائل کے ساتھ, زور و شور کے ساتھ بندہ کھڑا ہوا ہے اپنے استاد کے ساتھ. The one who is teaching him the Quran پاک, the one who is teaching him the message. It is about adab and respect. It is about اخلاق and ethics, good morals. یہ وہ چیزیں ہیں that the one who has it is very fortunate. جس کے پاس یہ چیزیں ہوں, he is very very fortunate. Because علم and تکبر can never be together. If one who has knowledge and he has pride over his knowledge, it will take him down, just as Iblis and Shaitan had went down. But many a times this has been observed that جو یہ کہہ لے کہ کن ذہن قسم کے لوگ تھے, they were very weak mentally, but because of adab and respect Allah عز و جل had given them a very high rank in Islam. ادب کرنے کی وجہ سے وہ اس مقام تک پہنچے کہ جن کے پاس علم تھا وہ خود حیرت زدہ ہوئے کہ how did this person reach that maqam and status. ادب کی وجہ سے, because of respect. So let us learn inshallah عز و جل. ہم اپنے ماں کے ساتھ بات کرنا نہیں جانتے, پھر کیا فائدہ, کیا فائدہ. جس کے ساتھ یہ غلطی ہوئی ہو, آپ نے مارا پیٹا ہو, کسی کا آپ نے لینڈ لے لیا ہو, بیکاز آف ہیونگ نو ریسپیکٹ فار دیٹ پرسن, یو شوڈ سیک فار گیونس فرام ہم اینڈ آسک ہم ٹو میک یو معاف, اینڈ دین آفٹر آسک اللہ عز و جل ٹو میک یو معاف. وی لسن ریگارڈنگ تھری احادیث, ماں کے حوالے سے ہم نے کئی احادیث سنے ہیں prior to this as well. Various احادیث وی ہیو ہرڈ ان ریلیشن ٹو دا ریسپیکٹ آف مدر, لیکن والد صاحب کے بارے میں آج سن لیجیے. لیٹ اس لرن اباؤٹ دا فادر ایز ویل. جہاں ماں کا مقام آتا ہے ریگارڈنگ دا مدر اسٹیٹس, وی ڈیڈ مینشن دیٹ شی ہیز تھری اسٹیٹس مور ان دا پریویس سلسلہز, اینڈ وی گیون دا ریزنز ایز ٹو وائی ڈز اے مدر ہیو تھری اسٹیٹسز مور دین دا فادر. بٹ آلسو ریممبر دا سیم ٹائم, دس ڈز ناٹ مین کہ ہم اپنے باپ کے ساتھ برا سلوک کریں, ڈس ریسپیکٹ ہم ان اینی وے, فائٹ ود ہم, بیک چیٹ ود ہم, آرگیو ود ہم, ہرٹ ہم, بیکاز اف مدر اور اف بیکاز جنت لیز بینیت دا فیٹ آف دا مدر, then the father is the door or the middle door to the jannah. Hadith pak mein ye bhi to aaya hai, subhanallah. Furthermore, for our encouragement, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, subhanallah, subhanallah, obedience to the father is obedience to Allah azza wa jal, and disobedience to the father is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the pleasure of the Father, and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the displeasure of the Father. Look at this beautiful hadith. In another narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the Father is the middle door from among the doors of Jannah. Whether you lose it or protect it, it is up to you. It is up to you whether you have lost this door, whether you have protected this door, because it is through this door you shall enter the Jannah on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah azza wa jal. Because he is the door, he is the reason for you to go into Jannah. Kaash hum adab karna seekh lein. Dil dukhana chhod de maa baap ka. Dil dukhana chhod de maa baap ka. Warna hai usme khasara aapka. Warna hai usme khasara aapka. Arre, loss to hame ko milne wala hai. We are the ones that will occur the loss of disrespecting them, quarreling with them, fighting with them. Subhanallah. Let us listen to more pieces of advice. We should also respect our asatiza and teachers as well. Jo humko ilm dete hain, who decorate us with knowledge. Subhanallah. Remember, it has been mentioned that through education, our teachers inculcate the awareness into our souls. They inculcate the awareness into our souls. Teachers, they teach us how to distinguish between right and wrong. Ye maa baap ka maqam aur hai, but the teachers also have a very high status. It has been mentioned, in fact, to this extent that Sayyidina Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said that in comparison to acquire more knowledge, we need to acquire more adab and respect for our asatiz and teachers. Ilm we must also acquire, but in comparison to that, we need to acquire more adab as well. Knowledge with respect will benefit you, and you would go a very long way, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah. So therefore, in relation to this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala had given some beautiful pearls of advice. He says, students should not precede their teachers in conversation. They should not do that. Ustad baat kar rahe hain, so do not surpass them in that. Do not speak before they finish their sentence. As ye habit bhi hota hai, hum chilla rahe hote hain, awaazein kar rahe hote hain. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, adab starts from here, ki wo baat kar rahe hain, to aap sune. And then you can speak thereafter. Furthermore, in his absence, he should not sit at his place. When the ustad is not mawjood and present there, do not go and sit in his place. This means you respect your ustad if you don't do that. While walking, he should not walk ahead of him. When spending on his teacher, he should not show that he is a miser. It means whatever teacher requires, he should present it to him by all means. And when the teacher accepts it, the student should consider it as a favor and privilege. Whatever orders the teacher gives him to spend, for him to do, for him to buy, for him to purchase, he should do that. Whether a brother, whether a sister, male or female, all those who acquire ilm and knowledge should show adab and reverence to their asatiza. Al-Hadith says, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, right of teacher should be given preference above the rights of all Muslims, including parents as well. Because mother and father are those who protect you from the hardships of this world, who will protect you and give you good ethics of this dunya, but asatiza and teachers are those who protect you from the fire of hell, who protect you from the difficulties and the hardships of the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Maa baap koshish ye karte ki dunya mein acha certificate mil jaye taki mera bachcha acha kamaye paisa, he must live a comfortable life. Aur asatiza ye koshish karte ki bas bachcha pad jaye, alim-e-deen ban jaye, Hafiz-e-Quran ban jaye, taki kabar ke azab se bach jaye, so that he can be saved from the torment of the grave, so that he may be saved from the punishment of the hereafter. Therefore, the maqam of the asatiza are extremely high, dear viewers on the Lesson Madani channel. Even though, if he has learnt even a single word from his teacher, even a single word, he should show humbleness before him. Ala Hazrat then says, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, if the teacher is inside the house, he should not knock at the door, rather wait for him to come out. This is just to show you ki ustad ka adab kis tarah se karte hain. Hum to ustad ke samne yu khade ho jate hain, yu baatein karte hain, yu mazak bhi kar rahe hote hain. Sometimes if the ustad, if the teacher just gives you some leniency, you know, kabhi kuch lenient ho jate hain, mazak kar lete hain, ustad hain. Kabhi aapke dil ko khush karne ke liye kuch jumla keh diya hasane ke liye, to make you smile, to cheer you, to uska fayda hum uthana shuru kar dete hain ki my ustad is very jolly person, my ustad is a very cool man. Fir we take advantage of him in the classroom, we take advantage of them wherever they are, we laugh at them behind their backs, we joke, we come home and we tell jokes of the ustad sahab. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. How can a person then acquire ilm deen? How can you then acquire and gain knowledge and benefit from such an ustad who is saving you from the hellfire? Student should not let any trouble cause to his teacher or his part. Because if the teacher receives any trouble from any student, he, the student, remains deprived of the blessings of knowledge. It is so rightly said that of course a person will be deprived of ilm and knowledge if he harms and causes taklif and pain to the heart of the teacher. Beautiful advices have been given. The teacher is blessed with the status of spiritual father. He is a spiritual father. Therefore, students should seek knowledge from their teacher whilst keeping the respect of their teacher in view. In Tafsir-e Kabir, teacher is more affectionate to his students than his parents. As I mentioned, why a teacher is more affectionate towards his students than the parents is because the teacher saves you from the hellfire and the parents will assist you and help you in order to overcome the calamities and the troubles of this world only. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to basically repent. And agar hame adab karna nahi aata hai to hum kitabe padhna shuru kar de. Let us open the history and see the chapter of adab as to how and when a person should respect and whom he should respect. We have poopies, we have uncles, we have aunts, we have relatives and close relatives. Sometimes we think, no, it's fine how we are doing it, it's okay, it's cool. But many a times we have lost it. We are earning the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal because of the way we carry out ourselves within our families. And we think, no, it's fine as I'm doing it. Sometimes it's needed. No, brother and sister, sometimes we need to learn how to be respectable. and how to respect, how to show respect. Listen to this beautiful narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Jarir bin Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said once, I dreamt of my head in my hand. So I went to Ibn Sirin, who was a master in dreams interpretation. He would give the interpretation of various dreams, and he was the master in this field. So I went to him. Who is saying this? Hazrat Sayyidina Jarir bin Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, great personality also. Subhanallah. So this person says that when this happened, I went to him to acquire and ask him regarding what is the interpretation of my dream. So then he asked, meaning the one who is interpreting this dream, Ibn Sirin, he asked, tell me, do you have either one of your parents alive? He said, no, both of them have passed away. He says, do you have anyone who is the parallel to your father, meaning a brother? He says, yes, I have a brother who is smaller than me. Mujhse chota hai. Bhai to hai mere paas. He says, bas, go now and seek forgiveness from your brother. The meaning of your dream means that you will cut all ties with him. You will neglect the rights of your brother, and thus this will be the reason for your destruction. This would cause destruction in your life, or whatever blessings you have, you will lose everything. Aur ye kai martaba dekha gaya hai ki the brother is extremely rich. Kabhi kabhi ye hota hai ki bhai behan jo unse chote hain unko chhod diya jata hai. Sometimes we inherit things from the father after he goes on from this world. Jo paisa milta hai bade bhai hone ke nate sab qabza kar lete hain, and huquq ke mutabik, rightfully what he was supposed to give his brother according to the inheritance of Islam, it was not given to him. Unjustly he had taken that wealth from his brother, because wo chota bhai hai, wo kya bol sakta hai, kuch nahi kar sakta, agar kuch bigad sakta mera. And thereafter hum us pe baith jate un peso pe, usi se business karte hain. Wo bichara tadap raha hota hai, times he is hungry, he does not have enough food in his home, or he cannot make it in business to come up because he is struggling and striving, but the brother does not wish to help him. Sharam kijiye in this regard, and understand the rights of you being a Muslim, subhanallah, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken about this in the Holy Quran. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the Holy Quran, fear Allah, in whose name you claim your rights from one another, and be mindful about your blood relationship. The Quran is speaking and reminding you that be mindful about this. So the only time you will have adab is when you are mindful about your relations that you have with your neighbors, with your relatives, with your parents. The closer the relationship is, the more cautious you gotta be, and you will have to be. Subhanallah. In another incident, it has been mentioned that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this hadith. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ لَنَا حَقَّنَا. What a beautiful advice. This is from the blessed hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ لَنَا حَقَّنَا. He is not amongst us who does not have mercy on the young ones. Bada hai, naam hai, magar chhoton pe shafqat karna nahi aata hai. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, he is not from amongst us if he does not know how to show affection to those who are smaller than him. Wa yuqir kabirana, and does not respect the elders. Wa ya'rif lana haqqana, and does not know the rights of Muslims. He does not know the rights of Muslims, ki kiske huquq kaise hain, to wo humme se to nahi hai. Astaghfirullah. Imagine, we cannot do without the sadaqah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, take some lesson from this inshallah, and let us, as of today, aaj isi waqt hum tawbah kare Allah ki bargah mein. Let us inshallah learn the style and the manners and the ethics of respecting others. Aaj ke baad se maa baap ke saath zaban darazi hum nahi karenge. Say inshallah azza wa jal. Aap jahan baithe hain apne screen ke samne, aap ye niyat farma lijiyega inshallah. Aaj ke baad se I will not offend my parents in any way inshallah. Chale, is nisbat se hum ek acha sa ek video dekh lete hain, which will be a source of motivation for us, inshallah. Please do not leave us, because it's a very beautiful piece of advice given to us by none other than our respected honorable Shahbaz Madani Sahib, mashallah. Chaliye is video ko dekhte hain, iske baad foran apne program ke sath hazir honge. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah bless you in
sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The review was a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of the parent. And the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the displeasure of the parent. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is of utmost importance, it is imperative upon each and every single one of us to respect and honor our parents. Yes, we should respect and honor our parents. They are those individuals who, when we were young, they would not allow us to cry. If we were to cry, they would immediately come to our help. They had given us so much time. Whatever we had wished for, they had given it. But dear viewers, now the time may be that our parents have become old. It is our duty to respect and honor them, because by honoring them, inshallah wa azzawajal, this shall be a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes if you wish to know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you or not, then go to your wife, go to your father, see, is your father pleased with you? And there may be some whose parents have passed away. Then our parents still have a right upon us. And this is that we send them Isalif Thawab. That at least on a Friday we visit their graves, we recite the Quran by their graves, and we perform good actions, and then send the reward to them. Inshallah, this shall benefit them. But if it was the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lies in the pleasure of your parent. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Welcome back, and we were listening to the Madani Pearls and advices given by Brother Shahbaz Madani Sahib Damat Fayuzuhum, mashallah, who was giving us those amazing Madani pearls and so much of words of advice, alhamdulillah, and so much of meaning it has, that we should respect our parents. Ye kitne baar kaha gaya hai, how many times we are reminded over and again, when we see our parents, we should look at them and glance at them with love and affection. But yet there are people who do not do that, and astaghfirullah, pata chalta hai ki wo maa baap jinhone chalna sikhaya, beta sikhaya, khana peena sikhaya, insaan banaya, hum unhi maa baap ko old age home mein phek dete hain, unko wahan chhod dete hain, astaghfirullah, we leave them in the old age home. And this is not the style of a Muslim, because Islam has guided its followers in all aspects, as far as the rights of each another are concerned, as well as the aspect of adab and respect. It is a golden opportunity for you right now in the days of maghfirat, in the days of forgiveness, because the rights of Allah which you have violated, it is up to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get you, of to forgive you. But as far as the rights of insan are concerned, if you have hurt someone's feeling, kisi ki ghibat ki ho, kisi ko mara ho, peeta ho, gali galoch di ho, then that you're going to not ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for maafi. First, you're going to ask that banda for maafi. Pehle to usse maafi mangna chahiye jiske saath ghalat hua, jiske saath na insafi hui, and that was because you never respected him. Adab na hone ke wajah se ye sab cheeze hui hain. You never had respect in your heart for that person. So therefore, seek forgiveness from him first, make tawbah not to do this again, and then you ask Allah to forgive you. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Madani channel, mujhe to aaj bhi yaad hai, alhamdulillah, aise bhi log milte hain jo kehte hain ki bhai wo banda tha, mashallah, what a good heart he had. what a good person he was. People talk good about the person. I'm talking about in this day and age, aise khatarnak zamane mein bhi, in such difficult times, whereas there is so much of wrong happening, but yet you get the good people that they leave such a good legacy behind that unke intiqal ke baad log achhi baatein karte hain ki jaisa bhi tha banda bada dil wala tha. However he was, he never used to let people suffer with anything. Jo bhi tha, uske ghar mein khana ho na ho, he would make sure you have food on your table. He would make a plan and do anything to provide. Aap bhi jante honge ki aapke rishtedaron mein, aapke doston mein koi na koi aisa hoga. That you know his generosity, you know how much of adab he has. He never shouts at anyone. You never seen him swearing. You never seen him fighting. You never seen him being a violent person. So why can't we be like that? Hum kyun nahi ban sakte? Ban sakte hain, inshallah. Zarur ban sakte hain. The condition is that we need to know that we are empty. Aur hame sarkare do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam se bheek mangni hai. Adab ki bheek mangni hai. For us to become better, follow the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, they were asatizahs and teachers of the previous eras. Subhanallah, it has been mentioned about Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And it has been mentioned about many of his mureedin that when they would go to the doors of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they would knock on the door once and wait. Even if it means waiting the entire night, ki hazrat jab darwaza mubarak kholenge apna to khud hi aap dekh lenge bhale mujhe sari raat bahar intezar karna pade. Where are those disciples who most respect their peer sahab like this? Aajkal ke zamane mein peer sahab ka naam istemal kiya ja raha hota. We take the names of our spiritual guides and they are abused, astaghfirullah, and they are wronged in various ways. آخری بات کہہ کے انشاءاللہ عزوجل اس پروگرام کا اختتام کرتے ہیں. سیدنا ذوالنون مصری کی رحمت اللہ تعالی says when any murid does not respect his murshid, تو جہاں سے وہ شروع کیا تھا بھلے اس کو 10 سال ہوئے ہوں 20 سال ہوئے ہوں, he will go back to that place جہاں سے وہ شروع کیا تھا ادب کھونے کے وجہ سے. If you have a peer murshid, respect him from اہل سنہ والجماعہ. عقیدہ needs to be correct. مدینہ everything will be fine because he is that person who has connected you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guide is he who has connected you with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The guide is he who has made you fall in love with the Quran. A guide is he who has made you a straight person. If you want drugs, you were doing the wrong things, he guided you. He helped you to become a better person. Understand the rights of your Piro Murshid and truly follow him and respect him at the same time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer all our lawful wishes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. We have come to the end. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please supplicate for everyone in your family as well as for Dawat Islami and especially for Madani channel. Till then, sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.